Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 25, Gain Your Own Self-Respect. So this episode covers the realization that changed my life and made me the man I am today and how it can help you on your own path. So I used to be a people pleaser, pushover, had no confidence, never said what I thought, lived behind a mask, had social anxiety and would even get embarrassed looking at myself in the mirror. And I thought that's just the way I am. But through my own self-development journey over the last 8 years, I saw the truth that I never knew before. I didn't respect myself. But I'm not the exception here. I know a lot of people are the same. So in this episode, I'll bring you through the process of how I gained my own self-respect and became the hero to my younger self. Now I'm proud of myself. I live at peace, confident in my abilities and what I can do, and created the life that I always wanted. And you can too. For this episode, I'll split it up into two parts. So the first one is the realization. So how did I kind of figure this out in my own life? And the second part then, we'll dive a bit into like, what does gaining self-respect actually mean? And that leads into the guy who didn't settle name, which you'll see. So it'll all start to make sense around what my Instagram page is about, like what I'm about and my message. It'll just become a bit clearer. And obviously then, yeah, you'll know how to use it in your own life too. So on the realization, if you've seen the documentary, look, you'd know my story now at this stage. But I guess for those who don't, I have like a soccer background, so I thought I was going to be a professional soccer player, you know, like most young lads, I guess, but didn't make it. Got to Ireland trials level. Yeah, that was the peak, and a Derby County scout was meant to watch me at one stage when I was playing for Longford Town, but never ended up coming. So that was my peak, you know, more realistic, isn't it, than getting to the Premier League. But when I didn't make the first boat, you could say, like when you're under 18, like, you know, you need to get into the Ireland team and get seen in England and that kind of stuff. So that ship sailed, didn't make that one. I was very close for 2 years on like the Connacht squad, you could say, but never actually picked for the Ireland team in the 2 years I was kind of at that level. So I had actually a little plan in my head that I'm going to defer college for 1 year, because what does it matter? Like if I start college at whatever, you know, 21, 22, 23, what does it really matter if I'm going to be committing to the 9-to-5 life forever? Like, it doesn't actually matter. But if I take that year out and go to England and play there, obviously I have a chance of making it in some way, even if it's not the Premier League, you know. But back then I was a totally different person. So this is younger Mark. I'm 31 now. This is me at what? I don't even know. Didn't exactly work out the date. Somewhere between 20. No, probably 19. Yeah, somewhere between 18 to 20 anyway, because I think I started college at 19. So back then, didn't know anything about myself, wasn't self-aware, had none of the work done on my body, my mindset, my life, any of it. So it was just all fluff. Like, I liked lots of different one-liners. Back up your aspirations with your actions. That's something I never did before. So I said it to a few close friends, but I ultimately did nothing about it. I didn't do anything about it and just gave up on it and yeah, went to college and partied and all that like everyone else does. So, yeah, that was the kind of first example where I repressed it, but didn't realize until years later that's the moment I lost my own self-respect. I suppose lost. I didn't really have it, because as I was saying, I'd like social anxiety. I'd really bad acne. Had to go on Roaccutane. If you know, you know. So the big lumps and everything on your skin. You'd usually see like, yeah, one, two, or three kids in your school with that kind of stuff. I was one of them. So yeah, no confidence. Social anxiety, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I didn't really respect myself anyways, but that kind of soccer example was the first time in my life where, yeah, like a big moment. Like, I'm on the stage now and it's a big kind of moment in my life when I didn't really realize of like, look, are you going to stand up for what you believe in and go for what's in your heart and do what you want to do? Or are you going to settle and just, you know, live by society's rules or what people think you should do, what the average person does? And ultimately that's what I did. I did settle and didn't follow my heart and what I wanted to do. And yeah, there's moments then throughout my life where that really hit me. Like the one, I think I might have said it before on this podcast, I can't remember, but basically I saw a guy I used to play with on TV and he made it. And then I was just completely overwhelmed with emotion and didn't understand what was going on, etc. But ultimately, yeah, it was the TV screen wasn't a screen, it was a mirror. And it was reflecting back on me, the fact that I gave up on myself and I didn't respect myself for it. And that was the big learning from it. So, you know, skipping over all that kind of long story, which I could talk about for ages, but then that was a great lesson in my life, because I went through all the pain of it. I went through all the regret of it, of kind of giving up on that soccer dream. And like, lost. I didn't even play soccer after that. Lost all the passion for it. And yeah, pretty lifeless for a year or two, just partying in college, no goals, purpose, any of that stuff. But then I started my own self-development journey after that. After college, I was like, look, I need to sort my life out. You know, yeah, I have no passion, no purpose, no confidence in myself, no self-respect, any of this. And through working on that stuff, I'll jump up to the next kind of big moment where I found jiu-jitsu and found out that I loved jiu-jitsu and martial arts, and I started getting into that, which I'd never done before because I played soccer all my life, and getting really into this along with doing bits of self-development on the side and other things. And but then I was fucked with chronic pain and injury from trying to be a soccer player and all the injuries that I had, and just pushing through them, knowing nothing about the body, going the healthcare route for the fixes, all that stuff. And then this was the second big moment where went to five experts on the body. They all told me in different ways, like, look, you're kind of fucked. Nothing you can really do. It's too late now. You know, yeah, just have to live with the decisions you made because you've played through all these injuries and you're not in a good spot, like, because I'd be failing basic table tests that your granny'd probably pass, you know, and couldn't iron shirts at one stage and I'd given up all sport. So, but that was the second moment. And the funny thing is, if I didn't go through the example of settling in soccer, I probably would have settled here because I hadn't learned the lesson. So that's why I don't actually regret any of my path now, because it's got me where I am. But now I didn't settle, so because I knew the pain from before. So that's the thing of, again, oh, settle, Mark, you know, at 25 when I should be in my fucking prime physically, athletically, and playing sport and doing what I want to do. Like, I literally was like, what else am I going to do? Play chess for the rest of my life? Like, but, and I did, yeah, definitely had the chip on my shoulder then and the fuck you mentality, which you kind of need at the start, to be honest. To start making changes in your life. So that was it. Didn't settle that time. And I just remember, because I had been doing the work on myself for a few years now in terms of the mindset, and started building belief in myself and backing up my aspirations with my actions, and slowly seeing the small gains, which I preach about all the time, you know, small gains adding up. And yeah, I was like, fuck it, I'm not settling. And it was just that attitude, because I had no plan, didn't have a clue what I was going to do, but I knew one thing: I can't settle, because it's going to be the same as before. I know what settling feels like more than most people, and it's not something that you want to live with. So that was it. I just said, no, fuck it. No, I don't care. They're doc, whatever. I know nothing about the body, but they're doctors. I don't give a shit. I'm not settling for it. Like, it's my life. It's not their life. I have to live with the regret. They don't. So I'm just not going to settle for it. And, you know, found my own way through there all the way to being, you know, mainly coaching people through chronic pain and injury, which I never expected. But they're the two examples there. That was the realization when I look back on my life the last 10 years of, like, how did I figure out that that's my North Star, not settling, being the guy who didn't settle. You know, this name is about me. It's not, which is, it'll all make sense by the end. But yeah, that's actually my North Star. That's why I call my Instagram page and myself, like, guy who didn't settle, because that's, I know if I act like the guy who didn't settle, I'm at peace and I'm happy, because I respect myself now and I'm not settling. Like, I'm doing what's in my heart, I'm doing what I want to do, and then the outcomes actually don't matter, which we'll go into that in the second part. So that's the realization for me. I had two big moments in my life when I'm kind of on the big stage, and am I going to follow my heart, or am I going to settle and just give up on myself, essentially? And I did give up on myself the first time, but through that pain, now I knew second time, there was no option of that, to be honest. I live that life. I know what's down that path. I can't do that again. And I chose the not settling path. So to go into the second part then, just diving a bit deeper on it, like, look, if you've seen my story in the documentary, you get it, but you won't have heard this deep dive on it, like, when we kind of analyse, like, how does not settling actually gain your self-respect and make you live a happy life true to yourself? So the first thing is that I realised through the experiences there when I didn't settle the second time that, I guess I can only speak from my own experience here, my own opinion, but I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people, is that it's not actually about winning or losing in life. Like, anything that you're trying to do, you want to be a soccer player, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a farmer, whatever your goals are, I think you'll find out the same as me, that it's actually not about achieving it or not, which can sound a bit weird if you've never really thought about this. The thing that you actually care about is your attitude. Because the example for me, just like I said with the soccer, when I really thought about it, when I stopped avoiding the pain and dived into it and analysed the whole thing to see, like, what can I learn from this so that I don't feel like shit and not respect myself and be very unhappy with myself, what was the reason? And when I thought through it all, it wasn't the fact that I didn't make it in soccer. I didn't actually care about that. Like, the fact was, as I'm saying, that I gave up on myself. It was my attitude. That's what really bugged me and always got to me, because, yeah, I just gave up on myself. And I really didn't like that attitude in life. Like, think of movies. Who, like, an easy frame here to think of, what's the person you want to be? What movies do you like? You like things like Batman. Doesn't settle, does what he wants to do. All these superhero movies. You don't love superhero movies when he's on the big stage and he gives up because he's afraid or whatever. Like, so that'll give you big insights into why you actually like certain superheroes or certain sports stars or whatever. It's just they have values that you want to embody in your own life. And that's why you're gravitating towards them. That's why you're listening to this podcast now, if you're not aware of it. So that's the main thing. The achievement doesn't actually matter. It's your attitude. And when you dive deeper on it again, why is that the case? It's because you can't actually control the outcome. That's not in my control fully. But my attitude always is. That's always in my control. Because think about it, you know, I did a post on this last week actually about the stats to be a professional soccer player in the Premier League. I think it was like 0.012% of people make it. And how many people out there didn't settle and tried until they were 35? Probably in the hundreds of thousands or millions, but they still didn't make it. So, like, even if I didn't settle and I tried, there's a very, very high chance that I still wouldn't have made it. But the difference is, I would have controlled my attitude, the one thing that I was in control of, really. So that's where the big distinction is all these achievements and goals you're trying to go for in your life, they're not always going to be in your control. So if you make it all about the achievement, it's disempowering, because you can't control it. But if you make it all about your own attitude and your approach to it, that's always in your control. And it's funny, because when I realized these things, then I could link it back to wisdom from the past. If you've heard of Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, it's actually my favorite quote of all time, because it's basically the stuff that I learned, but said in a different way. Because my one-liner for life is, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you settle for. Because that's my lesson. That's my lesson in one line. I thought I was a good person, I tried hard, etc., etc., but didn't make it in soccer, you know. I'm a good person, blah-de, blah-de, blah, but why do I have to give up sport at 25? Like, it doesn't matter. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you settle for. And that's my one line. But Viktor Frankl's line is, there's only one thing that cannot be taken from man, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's own attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. That's the same thing as what I'm saying. And probably even subconsciously, I probably subconsciously made up my line because I'd read his a good few times. Like, his line is ingrained in my head. So you'll see the wisdom from the past all the way up to today in myself. I'm trying to use the wisdom from the past. Not settling is the way forward, because it's the only thing you can control. And that is actually what gains your own self-respect. Because again, think of movies. You're inspired by all these superheroes and people trying to do the things they believe in their heart. If they don't make it, do you care? No. Like, if they try their absolute best, give it everything, they put everything on the line and they don't actually make it, you're still inspired by that person. You know, so even you'll start to realize all these things I'm saying now when you reflect on your own life. It's not about making it. It's not about achieving the thing or losing it or whatever. It's about the attitude of the person, the one thing that we can actually control. And we'll finish off with a few other lines on it there. Like, yeah, another kind of angle on it is, the most important relationship in life is the one with yourself. That's more lines I put down, because when you think about it, I think back on the soccer thing. What did I do? I listened to people who were telling me to be realistic. Obviously because, you know, they love me and they know the stats of all this stuff. But, you know, go to college, get a 9-to-5, etc. But think about it. What's the most important relationship in your life? Is it with your family? Is it with your friends? Is it with whoever? No. It's the one with yourself. Because you live with yourself 24/7 all the time. So if you neglect the relationship with yourself to try and improve the relationship with other people, you by default, you're going to be unhappy, because you're sacrificing yourself for them. Which, you know, I've done that in loads of different scenarios. It's never going to lead to a happy life, because you won't respect yourself. It's all coming back to this. That's why I have the line, gain your own self-respect. So, yeah, if you don't work on the relationship with yourself and do what you want to do by gaining your own self-respect, you're in for a tough life. You know, and more lines I down here was like, instead of chasing external approval, we should be chasing internal respect. That's something I think so many people need to know, because we're in the gram life. Look, I'm on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. If you're doing it for the fucking likes, for the fucking clicks, whatever, again, it's totally disempowering. The clicks could stop overnight. Your account could get banned. I got shadow banned a few times for I don't even know what. But that could all go in an instant. And then what? Then your life is shit. Like, that's not empowering at all. It should be, again, acting in a way that gains your own self-respect, so now you're at peace and happy no matter what happens in the external world. And that's empowerment. That's power in yourself, and you're going to be proud of yourself and at peace. So is there anything else here I was going to go through? Oh yeah, there was two kind of final points on it. It's just kind of different angles to say the same thing, but one other angle on it that I had was the how is more important than the what. So that the how you do something is more important than what you do. Again, it's just another angle. Think of it. Let's say you become rich. The what? What happened to you? Oh, I became rich. Okay, but how did you do it? Oh, I robbed a charity. You're like, you want to feel good about yourself. Are you going to respect yourself? We'll try that again. What happened to you? Oh, I became a billionaire. How did you do it? Oh, I inspired and educated people and I helped them in something I'm really passionate about and I improved their lives. How are you going to feel about yourself now? You know, so the what doesn't matter. That's what we're saying, the what. Oh, I won an Olympic gold medal. How did you do it? Oh, I fucking took loads of drugs and blah de blah, and I've no relationships in my life and now I have a gold medal but I'm depressed. You know, or what happened? Oh, I got a bronze medal in the Olympics. How did it happen? You know, I did it all in the way that I wanted to do it and I, yeah, still kept relationships and blah, blah, blah. Like, you can just use that for anything and just see, like, the what. It's not about the achievement or the external thing. It's about how you did it. It's about your attitude. And, like, this links back to the old days again. Because that's when I was writing down all this kind of stuff on the word respect. Like, we'll even say that. You need to Google words and see what they actually mean. And that'll help you understand things a lot better because, again, the how is more important than the what. Why? Because it's coming back to your own self-respect. You need to respect the way that you're living your life, how you're living your life. And when you Google respect, what does it say? I'm actually going to bring it up here to show you exactly. So yeah, respect, a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. So I know it says achievements there, but what does it also say? Their qualities and their abilities. So if you want to gain your own self-respect, what that means is you need to have admiration for your abilities, for your qualities, and it can be your achievements as well, of course. But the abilities and the qualities are coming first. And then again, it's going back to older things. What kind of qualities do we like? Like for me, it's like strength, courage, honor, standing up for what you believe in, all those type of things. And what is that? That's just coming from, that's wisdom from old, isn't it? Like that's men of the past. That's what they were. You know, they stood up for what they believed in and they went for it with courage and honor, even if they were scared, which is kind of missing in this modern world. So that's another way that helped me is just, I think of, it's not about what I'm doing. It's about how I'm doing it. And think of that in your own life as well, because that's really where the respect is going to come from. And like, I'll talk about the 9-to-5 life on other podcasts as well. But like, when I think of that, what pops up again? Like, there's been times in 9-to-5s where I've turned down lots of money because I didn't like the how. I didn't like the way they were doing things. Or I didn't like how they were treating me. Or they were not treating me well. And I'm starting to lose my own self-respect now because I'm tolerating this. And I've just been times where I've quit jobs or I've said, no, fuck that. I'm not accepting this. And I've left. And again, that's what really kept building my own self-respect, because it's all about the relationship with myself and my own self-respect. Nothing external can break that or change that now. You can't buy me. You can't manipulate me. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, building that inner citadel in your own mind over time. And we'll finish then with the third point, which I had, is the don't settle frame. So once you understand all that now, that in my opinion, like living the good life, being proud of yourself, happy with yourself, being who you want to be, it's not settling. You know, that's why I'm a guy who didn't settle, because that's my North Star. That's what I aim at. And if you haven't realized, like I said, that's probably why you're following me, because you see yourself in me. Like you see me not settling and going for what I believe in. And you want to do that in your own life, in your own way. So, like, use that don't settle frame. Guy who didn't settle, girl who didn't settle, whatever it is. Like, who would that be for you? If you didn't settle, what kind of life would it be? And just think about that, because it is actually a great frame, because it doesn't make you do what I would do. Because that's important. Using that frame will help you think of what you want to do as an individual. Because not settling is going to be different for me than it is for you, than it is for someone else. So that's why it's a great frame, because it empowers you to look deeper into yourself to find out the life that you want to live, which is what I'm trying to help people do. It's not like, oh, live my life. No, you won't be happy. So yeah, use that don't settle frame as your North Star as well. You'll gain your own self-respect, and I promise you, you're going to be living a better life. So yeah, I think we'll finish there on it. So this is actually a module in the Lifestyle Design University. So the three programs, like the Physical Freedom Program, the Mental Freedom Course, the Lifestyle Design University. The Lifestyle Design University, that's about designing the life true to yourself and overcoming the biggest regret of humanity. So the biggest regret of humanity is, I wish I lived a life true to myself, not the life others chose for me. Which is, like, that's the number one regret of humanity, and probably 99% of people are heading there. But I learned that, you know, through the soccer example, through all of the stuff I talked about, that I'm not going to be on my deathbed with that regret. Hence me being the guy who didn't settle, going for things I want to do in life. So there, that is actually a module in the vision section. So there's three pillars in that program. So there's the vision, self-development, and levers to freedom. So it's broken down systematically into different parts, but this was a module in the vision section. So I've how to live a happy life, and I've broken down like wisdom from all the way through the past, you know, ancient wisdom up to modern life. There's like 12 or 13 big themes of how to live the good life, and that one is the one at the very end, which is from me. So gain my own self-respect, which again, it's echoed through the past. I didn't kind of make it up, but I put my own little spin on it. So yeah, check out that program. Like, if this stuff is sounding interesting and you're getting intrigued by it, that's my cheapest program by far. It's $49.99. Like, you know, there's mountains of stuff in there. Like, I literally put most of the self-development stuff I learned in terms of finding myself, you know, the vision, the self-development, how to actually bring it to reality. And it's in there. So click on the link. Look, you'll see there's testimonials there. It's one of my newest programs, so fewer testimonials, obviously, as it's building up. But there's a few really good ones there. And yeah, for $49.99, like, fuck me. When I go to coffee shops and get a coffee, it's like €6 or something, you know. Like, go in there, do it. Promise you, you will not regret it. And you'll get on the monthly call with us as well. So there's a monthly call in there included where I get to chat to me. So yeah, I coach people through the bits that they're working with on the membership. So yeah, be cool to chat with some of you guys that are obviously diving deeper on this. The Instagram stuff is more surface level. The podcast, the newsletter is getting deeper on it. So yeah, went a bit longer there than I kind of thought, but we'll finish on that. So yeah, in terms of the following contacts, and look, if you want to email me, guidancesettle@gmail.com, or else DM on Instagram if you have any questions. That's the best place to get me. And yeah, we'll leave it there. So don't settle and live true to yourself. Talk to you next week.